enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. When Luigi Vasco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, if you was to come to America, you would like it very much because the people there are so nice and wonderful. Also, it's hard to believe how healthy and strong they are. Last week, I'm reading a paper that the three men is a hold up a train. But even this is not so wonderful here, because it's the same paper is telling how used to be a fellow Jesse James who's a hold up a train all by himself. Besides, there's not much more to write, so...
Hi, Luigi. I got a letter for you from Italy in a package.
Oh, from my Mamma Mia. Thank you, Mr. Mailman. Well, I wonder what's the end of the package. But first, I read this letter. My dear son, Luigi, we're all fine here and I miss you very much. Last week, we have some excitement in our little town. Cousin Mario, he's a fall off at the barn and killed a cow. Yesterday, our prize chicken, Josephina, is laid 14 eggs. This morning, she's so tired, she's asleep late. She's asleep so late, she's no wake up her husband, Giuseppe. He's no make cock-a-doodle-a-doo. And this morning, the whole town is 2 hours late for work. We receive your presents, my son, and we thank you very much. Uncle Pietro says thanks for the flannel bathrobe. It's too big. Also, thanks for the straw hat you send for his goat. That's too small. So I'll make exchange and it'll come out very nice. Uncle Pietro is wearing the straw hat and the goat is wearing the bathrobe. Also, Aunt Margarita is send the thanks for the toaster you sent her, which is now broke. But Luigi is all your fault, my son. You should have told Aunt Margarita she must slice the bread before she could push it into the toaster. My son, thanks very much for the present you send me, which I am now returning you. Luigi, what am I going to do with a black silk nightgown? I'm appreciating you sending me nice American presents. But maybe you exchange this and send me 2 nightshirts. Oh, but I'm never return anything to American department store. I wonder if a department store is to take back. Well, I go now to my night school class, so I ask my teacher, Mrs. Spong.
Quiet. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Vasco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Present.
Mr. Schultz, I can't hear you. Let's have your present.
Nothing doing. You got to wait till Christmas.
Thank you, fellow boobers. Oh, I can hardly wait until Arthur Godfrey discovers me.
Mr. Schultz, please. In the future, when I call the roll, just say present.
All right, present.
Fine.
Well, that's past.
Miss Spalding.
Yes, Mr. Basco?
You was speaking about the present, and I'm got a problem.
Well, what is it?
Well, I'm sending my mama a present. She's wanting me to exchange. You think the department store is going to do this for me?
Well, I think so. Just what did you send her?
Well, I take it out of the package. Here.
Luigi, a black silk nightgown for your mother?
Well, Austin, I want to give her something that she's never had before.
Then why didn't you give her a season locker at the YMCA?
Please, Mr. Schultz, please. Mr. Basco, I don't think you'll have any trouble returning the nightgown to the store.
Oh, don't say that, Miss Spalding. Oh, no. Luigi, you see me after class, because with returning things is always lots of trouble. I remember when my cousin Wolfgang was first married. He bought his wife a bathing suit. The minute she tried it on, he wanted to make an exchange.
And what's to happen?
Nothing. Her father wouldn't take her back.
Schultz, you know, I'm always attracted to be like a good American. Is it the nicest to return things to the department store?
Oh, what are you talking about, Luigi? American department stores like to give service. Here, if you don't exchange a present at least 3 times, they feel insulted.
But, Schultz, I'm a Bible tonight kind of 2 months ago. Is it not too long to hold something?
Too long? In my own delicatessen yesterday, a lady walked in and wanted to return a salami she bought 3 years ago.
But the wise Schultz,
she kept that salami so long, when she tried to eat it, it bit her.
Well, here's my store. I got to leave you now.
Goodbye, Schultz, and thanks for your help. Now I'm not going to worry about the having a trouble with the knife again.
What trouble, Luigi? Believe me, in America, everybody exchanges. Huh? Take my brother Hugo's wife. Uh-huh. Now, Hugo bought her a radio. She didn't like it, so she exchanged it for a washing machine. She didn't like the washing machine, so she exchanged it for a refrigerator. But she didn't like the refrigerator, so she exchanged it for a studio couch. Last week, she brought back the studio couch, and the department store got even with her. Who is she mad?
Why? They exchanged it for something she likes.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, what's that package you carry on your arm?
Well, it's a black silk nightgown I'm buying as a present.
Ooh, Luigi, that's so pretty. How you know it's a Rosie's birthday?
Her birthday? Pasquale, every time you see me carry something, it's suddenly Rosie's birthday. So far this year, she's a have a birthday 4 times.
Can I help it if she's the like to blow out the candles?
But Pasquale, this tonight's gown is not for Rosie. I'm a buy it for my mama. But if she's a sender back from Italy, I should exchange.
Luigi, why go to all of this trouble? Give me this nightgown to my Rosa for engagement and present. I buy you, Mama, 2 new nightgowns. What do you say, my son?
Pasquale, stop. I'm no Mario Dore. She's too fast.
Always hear you talk of fast. She's a very graceful. She's like a ballet dancer.
There's too much ballet. Now, if you excuse me, Pasquale, I'm going to the department store.
All right, go, go. Don't give a rose a nightgown. Get into trouble.
Trouble? What do you mean?
Tell me, little man, where you buy this nightgown?
I'm a forget. I think it was the Marshall Field.
Marshall Field? Oh, Luigi. Don't you know it's a suicide to start up with the army like that?
The army? What are you talking about? Marshall Field is a big department store. I always go there.
Come here. I'm going to let you in on a top military secret.
Huh?
Just to say Marshall Field backward, and what do you get?
What?
Field the Marshal. That's not all. This garment is a god of what they call a cash surrender. Soon as you ask for cash, a field marshal is asking for your surrender. After that, the marshal is taking you to court. And that's terrible. That's called a court-martial.
Pasquale, how do you know so much about the army?
Maybe you forget. I'm going to run a restaurant. All during the war, I'm going to serve a draft of beer.
Father Pasquale, there's only one little nightgown. Maybe if I'm going to talk to Marshal Enfield, they make for me exception.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It's start the trouble between the partners. So what's going to happen? Field, is it going to lock up at the store? And Luigi, just because of you, is there going to be no more Marshal plan?
Mamma mia. Oh, wait, Pasquale. I'm making a mistake.
Huh?
I'm going to buy this in a Marshal Field.
What?
Here, look at the label. Fleischer Brothers Incorporated.
Oh, Fleischer Brothers Incorporated.
Pasquale, I'm a save. I'm a feel like a free man. Now I'm going to take it back to the store.
Wait, till Luigi. You in the worst of trouble you ever been in your life. It's even worse than me.
Pasquale, what do you mean?
Take a good look at this label. Fleischer Brothers Incorporated. What's the initials?
FBI.
That's right. Going up. Basket prize. Ting, ting. 11 away.
Mamma mia.
Michael Luigi continues in just a moment, but first, there's nothing like taking the children along when you go on a honeymoon. And when the bride is Claudette Colbert and the groom is Fred McMurray, you're guaranteed a delightfully hilarious time. Tomorrow night, CBS Lux Radio Theater will present Miss Colbert and Mr. McMurray in just this situation in the newly released motion picture farce, Family Honeymoon. From the instant the babysitter walked out, leaving Miss Colbert, the widowed mother of three, to face her honeymoon, you will have a sure cure for any Monday blues still left. So be with us tomorrow night when most of these same CBS stations present Claudette Colbert and Fred McMurray starring in Family Honeymoon. And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, mamma mia, Pasquale, who's know everything about America, he's convinced me it's better if I don't give her back at the night to come. Maybe you like to buy your other presents, huh? How's about the electric fan? It's a wonderful invention for keeping the air cool. And also very good for slicing a banana. Also, they got what is called a vacuum cleaner. You know how ladies is always a sweep of dust under the rug? Well, with a vacuum cleaner, you save all the dust in a bag, and then you push it under the rug in one bigger lump. So, Mamma Mia, if you let me know...
Luigi, my fellow goober. Well, did you return the nightgown?
No, sure. If I'm bringing it back to the store, the FBI is going to turn me over to the army for a court-martial, and Italy is going to lose the Marshall plan.
Timmy, that's the first time a war was ever started by a nightgown.
Sure, what I can do with this nightgown?
You are stuck with a black nightgown? Huh? There's only one thing to do. Sell it to a Supreme Court judge. Luigi, who put such a crazy idea into your head?
Well, Pasquale...
Oh, Pasquale. Luigi, I bet you, if Pasquale told you the sheep or the railroad train, you believe him.
But Schultz, the sheep is the train.
So for once he was right. Luigi, you gotta go with that.
Hello, Luigi. Hey, Schultz, what are you doing here?
Never mind, Pasquale. Where did you get the nerve to tell Luigi if he brings back that nightgown, he's going to change?
Well, I was just quoting the Fifth Amendment from the Constitution, which says, whereas the people are not can exchange of things, some of the people at some of the time is not can exchange a black and nightgown with other people all the time. That's the Fifth Amendment.
Ah, well, now I caught you in a lie. The Fifth Amendment is about prohibition.
How you know, Mr. Smart Alec, that a whiskey is the Fifth Amendment?
Everybody knows that. Because of that law, whiskey comes in fifth.
But, Alec, you was a not telling the truth.
Well, Luigi, maybe I was exaggerating a little before, but it's only because I wanted you to marry my Rosa. And I thought it would be a fine engagement present, this nightgown.
For Rosa? This nightgown wouldn't cover her ears on a windy day.
That's a lie. Rosa's got a small ears.
Small ears? When she stands on a corner, people come by and drop letters in her. So what are we spending around party? Luigi, you heard him say he was fooling you. Come on, we go to the department store right now before he changes your mind.
Well, goodbye, Pasquale. Pasquale.
What do you want?
I'm sorry if you was hurt.
All right, go. But remember, I'm bringing you here from the older country. I'm in love with you like a son. You know I got a heart as big as a baloney. And for you, there's always a slice.
That's right, Pasquale. He was always full of baloney. Goodbye, Pasquale.
It's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, it come out different. So he's going to the department store, eh? He's not going to have enough thing to do with the road, eh? Well, let me see if he's not going to have a little trouble. Ah, bravo figaro, bravo bravissimo. Ah, bravo figaro, bravo bravissimo. Fortunatissimo, fortunate. Hello? Fleischer Brothers Incorporated? Give me the manager, please. Abro figaro, abro figaro, bravo bravissimo. Abro figaro, abro. Abro. Hello, manager? Fellas are coming to your store soon to bring back a black silk nightgown. Name is Luigi Bosco. Bosco. B. What's the matter? Don't you know how to spell Bosco? Yes, Luigi Bosco. That's right. Now look, I'm no squealer, but you better keep an eye on this fellow when he's come in, because every time he's come into your store, he's take something and don't pay for it. He's just kept it. That's right. He's kept everything. He's what you call a kleptomaniac.
Well, a lot of people in this department store. What's that going on over there? Count the girl is taking down a sign. A stocking's $1.50. She's putting up a sign. A stocking is 89 cents. Mamma mia, look at all those ladies rushing to buy that sign. I wonder where I'm going to find the exchange department. Huh, here's a sign on the wall. Second floor. Underwear, footwear, hatware, tableware. Tableware? Must have been a new sign of people who wear the tables. Well, it looks like only way I'm going to find out exchange department is ask somebody. Pardon me, mister. Can you help me?
That shouldn't be impossible. I'm the floor walker.
You're the what?
A floor walker.
That's all you do? You walk the floor?
Yes, I've been walking the floor all day, up and back, for the past 8 hours.
What's the matter? Your wife is expecting a baby?
No, I'm not married, and she's not expecting a baby.
Then why are you walking the floor?
Because it's too crowded on the ceiling. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm like it very much if you tell me where is the exchange department. You see, I'm got a black silk nightgown, and I'm a like...
Please, I'm not interested in your personal life. To get to the exchange department, which is next to our credit bureau, you go down aisle 4 here, past ladies' lingerie, turn left at the water fountain to aisle 6. Go up 3 counters, make a right turn, a left turn, then another right, and there you'll find the elevator. Take it up to the 3rd floor. Get out of the elevator and turn right, walk down aisle 16 past carpets and drapes, and there you'll find a fire extinguisher. Turn left at the fire extinguisher, walk down that long hall, and at the end you'll find the exchange department. Do you understand that?
Huh? Please, do you mind if I'm asking you one question?
What is it?
You ever exchange something here?
No, I buy everything at the corner drugstore. Look, my friend, why don't you ask the information girl on the 1st floor?
Thank you, but how am I going to get to this girl?
Escalator.
Huh?
I said escalator.
But I'm going to want to escalate. I'm going to want to ask her now.
Please, the escalator is right over there. Just get on it.
Thank you. Oh, Mamma mia. It's a wonderful way to get to the 1st floor. You stand still and the stairs will walk up. That's a funny thing. I'm going to do everything information the girl is telling me. I'm going to go up aisle 8 to down aisle 13 and pass the pots and the pans. I'm going to follow directions for 2 hours and watch to happen. I'm outside of the store. Well, I'm going to exchange this tonight again for my mama. I'm going to try again.
Next?
I'm next to Miss Exchange Lady. Oh, you got to no idea how happy I'm going to be to find you. It's taken me all the day.
Please, there's a long line. Is this the package you want to exchange?
Yes. Is it something I'm going to buy for my mom? But she wants the 2 flannel and nicer shirts.
A black silk nightgown. When did you buy it?
Well, I'm going to try to remember. Was the time about Uncle Pietro's birthday? No, it was his goat's birthday. Uncle Pietro's not 70 years old.
There are people waiting impatiently behind you.
Well, I'm trying to give you the exact...
Take back his nightgown.
I'm sorry, mister.
I'll have to know when you bought this nightgown.
Well, I'm a coming from Italy, November 12th. Week later, I was in Chicago, November the 19th. A year and 2 months after that was January 19th. 3 days after that was Tuesday.
Don't you remember when...
Take back his nightgown.
You're causing a disturbance. Now, there's only one way to tell when this was bought. Do you have your slip on you?
Please, I'm going to wear shorts.
I didn't mean that.
Take back his nightgown!
Tell me, sir, was this ever worn?
No, I'm a buy it the brand new.
I mean, did your mother ever wear it?
I'm not think so. My mama sent it back from Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, that's in Europe.
I know. But I can't accept a garment that may have been worn.
But my mama says she's never wear it.
But how can we be sure? Let's have your name.
Huh?
Your name, please.
Basco.
Basco?
Yes, Luigi Basco.
Oh. Would you mind stepping back here? Our manager would like to speak to you. Mr. Brown! Mr. Basco, will you go right through that door?
Yes, thank you.
Sit down, Basco.
Sure. What's the matter?
Let's not waste any time. What have you got in your pocket?
Nothing. I'm only bringing one nightgown.
Laying down, man. Well, we know all about you. You're a shoplifter.
Please, I'm an ever-lifter shopping in my life.
Cut the stalling. You buzz for me, Chief? Halloran, we got a tip on this man. Klepto.
Not klepto. He's a Basco.
I cut the comedy, Basco. What did you rob out of this store?
Rob? Please, I'm never do anything like that in my life.
Don't give us that.
You're making a bigger mistake. I'm Luigi Basco. I'm trying to be good American. I'm always obey the laws. I'm see sign out the side that it says no parking. I'm never sit down on that street.
Oh, he's giving us a dumb routine.
Halloran, you better check with the police file.
No, please.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Do you mind if I come in?
Pasquale, what are you doing here?
I know you go to the department store to exchange. You're going to get into trouble.
Say, who are you?
I'm a Pasquale, proprietor and owner of Pasquale's and Spaghetti Palace. Everybody in Chicago's to know me as my credentials.
Uh-huh.
Pasquale, save me. These are people that say I'm a robber.
What? This is an honest man, right, Luigi?
That's right, Pasquale.
I'm a bringer him from Italy. I'm a know his mama, right, Luigi?
That's right, Pasquale.
If he was a crook, I wouldn't have him in my family.
Your family?
No, he's going to be my son-in-law, right, Luigi?
That's right, Pasquale.
Halloran, I better check those files with you. Excuse us, gentlemen.
Sure. Go check. Go ahead. We're waiting for you.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm a kind of thank you.
That's very simple. I'm happy to accept your proposal of marriage. Guess who's waiting outside? Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, Rosa. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi!
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, next week, you and Luigi are going to Niagara Falls. What do you say?
But, Papa, it's too cold to go swimming.
Rosa, you're talking too much.
Mr. Basco, we just checked the files. I don't know what to say about this mistake. Well, you can have the store if you want it.
Please, I don't know what to use store. I'm just the one you should exchange my mama's nightgown for a 2-pair flannel and nightshirt.
Oh, gladly, Mr. Basco, gladly. You'll get 3 pairs. Oh. And please, forgive us. I can't understand who could have given me such a terrible tip.
Well, I'm glad I got here in the time. Come on, Luigi.
I can even remember the way he said it.
The nerve of this store to call you a kleptomaniac.
Kleptomaniac. That's it. You're the man who gave me the tip.
Hey, you?
Me?
Him.
Papa, what should I say?
Shut up, you pig! Hey, Luigi, where you going, my son? What about the honeymoon?
You go to Niagara Falls with your own barrel. Goodbye, Papa. So, Mamma Mia, it's a long story to tell, but it's enough to say that even though I'm almost to go to jail, I'm finally exchanging a black silk nightgown for a 3 woolen nightshirt. I'm happy to send the one more than you have, because I know in Italy, nights is a cold and a 3 nightshirts is a warmer than a 2. Anyway, I'm learning plenty about searching a friend.
Ah, Luigi, I got a letter for you from Italy.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mailman. Well, I wonder what's from my mamma mia. Dear son Luigi, I hope this is not too much trouble for you, but I'm changing my mind. I'm no want the flannel and nightshirt, so please send the back a black silk nightgown. Mamma mia!
Time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Righteous Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Max Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Hans Conried as Schultz and Mary Tipp as Miss Spaulding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. More Than Fat will be in the fire tomorrow night when my friend Emma, CBS lovable but dumb Monday night blonde, tries to woo her boyfriend Al with some home cooking. After all these years, Irma has now become convinced that Al has not popped the question because he doubts her popovers. Tomorrow night, Irma depends on romance coming by way of the skillet. But will it? You can hear the results on most of these same CBS stations. Now stay tuned for a special half-hour broadcast celebrating the first anniversary of the establishment of the ECA, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.